Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, presented by me, Ashish Sharma, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. In the first part of our conversation, Gunter told us a bit about the successes that WADA had had in anti-doping. In this second episode, Gunter told me a bit more about the changes that WADA would like to see.
I think we are on a good way. We are not there where I would say we have already a cushion. But this is where another initiative that we initiated with the European Commission, so a project that we won in 2022, because we realize we as WADA, we cannot investigate everything. So we need our partners in the NADOs, we need the partners in the international federations. But in order to get them, we need to train them. We need to establish this network. And this is where said the first thing we wanted to prove that investigation and intelligence gathering is a good tool for clean sport. I think we have achieved that. So we see more and more people that think about, okay, we could establish as well our own I&I department. So now it's the second phase. And the second phase is building alliances, building network, and help them to grow in this area. So this is where we are training 48 countries in Europe for I&I. And the very new of this concept is that we bring NADOs and law enforcement together in one room, in 1 week, where they get a case and they can try to solve it. And then we establish a relationship. And what we see with that concept is that new operations come up. So we have 20 plus operations that were just initiated through the workshop, just to bring them together. Would have not happened without. But this is where I think it's the new way. And this is where we realized this is a good concept. It works for Europe, so it should work as well in other regions of the world. So in the next coming years, we will do it next time in Asia, Oceania, then Americas, and finally to Africa.
Is that something that you can identify as areas of problems? I'm looking at two things here. One is that you're bringing a lot of different people into the room at the same time, and time being the word perhaps in terms of getting more coordinated. And also regionally, do you have the experience of knowing that perhaps what works well in one area may not go down or work in the same way in another area? And if that is the case, what are the solutions for that?
Absolutely. And you hit the point that you cannot have one fits all training. But this is why we do it in regions. So Europe has a different approach than Africa, for instance, or Americas have different challenges than Asia. So what we do is that we try to, before we go into the region with our training concept, to identify who are the strong partners, what are the weaknesses in this region, and then address it perhaps before in order to prepare them that they're ready for the workshop. Because when the workshop, or when we come with our I&I capacity building project, that they are ready, they have the knowledge and they know where we want to go. But it's always tailored to the region. In the Middle East, it's a different animal than South America. And with law enforcement and with Interpol, so in this project, we partner with Interpol as well, knows exactly the infrastructure and how we can approach them best in order to convince them to get on board for not only doping, it's also PD trafficking, it's also sport integrity, it's coming up more and more. So I think we cannot see it isolated. We need to help them to see a bigger picture on that.
When we've got the Olympics and the Paralympics in Paris, how much of this is now becoming a big sort of moment for you personally and your team in intelligence, because everyone is looking for integrity, a clean Olympics, a clean, you know, sort of sporting venue. And I suppose they'll turn to you to be able to help deliver that. Does that pressure sit itself on you more when you're in the sort of shadows of an Olympic Games? How do you kind of manage that that sort of pressure, if you like?
So for the sport integrity, this is what we see, especially in law enforcement. And I know coming from this area, for law enforcement, just for doping, it's hard to justify a group of law enforcement people. But if I extend and say, okay, not only, let's say sport integrity, or not only doping, but sport integrity with match fixing, safeguarding, which is, it's now everywhere in the discussion, then it's going to be easier. So for my, I will stay in the mandate that WADA has, which is doping. But I also see that organized crime group goes into PD trafficking. And I want the information they gather, because there might be athletes in there, which is of interest for us. So it's a give and a take. I'm happy because we have really good, strong partner. We have the International Testing Agency here in Lausanne. This morning I had a discussion with the head of intelligence investigations to how we strengthen more our collaboration. And we are in a very good way. I mean, they are as well, they are quite young in their effort. So we need to be a bit patient so that they can establish their infrastructure. But it's very clear they will forward any information that is perhaps related to compliance, that the organization is not doing their job, or it's an international doping network. And in return, we give them any hints on which sport could be tested. So it's, I think it's a give and take. And our family, I would say, our I&I family is growing every day. And lots of law enforcement, former law enforcement people get into this area. So we speak already the same language. And I'm very hopeful that in a couple of years, it will be a complete different picture.
Yeah, I wanted to sort of look ahead to that and sort of ask you what your ambitions were moving ahead to the next 2-3, if you were to have a conversation, you know, in 3 or 4 years' time, what kind of areas would you like to have achieved successes, you know, ticked off in that time? And do you feel that WADA is going down the right direction, certainly in regard to your area of work, which is to do with intelligence?
So as I highlighted a couple of minutes ago, we as WADA, we have started to investigate athletes in order to prove and to convince the anti-doping community that to invest in I&I is a good tool and is a good investment. So now we are moving a little bit away from investigating individual athletes, because that should be the job of a NADO and then federations, and they are getting better and better. As again, we need to give them a bit more time because of the resources as well. But this is where we want to help them to strengthen this task, because at the end, it's their responsibility, it's their job, or it's their athletes. We will look more into the direction of, is our organizations doing their job? For instance, if we talk about Russia, is Ruzara, who was doing their job, or is there anything that is very suspicious? So we can put all our resources in actually what is the core work of WADA, to make sure that that the infrastructure in the anti-doping community is strong and that it's equal. So that helps us as well to focus in an area that we haven't done so far, because not resources, while our partners will go more against the athletes that are dope. And I think that's a good symbiosis of each other. And we had already cases where we got reported that something is wrong, and can you please look into it? And then we can work together on different areas. That's the one thing. And the other thing is that we need now, and we spend quite significant resources into this capacity building, where we say we need now not stop only Europe, because it doesn't help if we have only Europe, we have international athletes. We want to go through the whole region and then bring them all together and say, so now we have different hubs, and then they can liaise with each other including Interpol is on board. We have the World Customs Organization. We have Europol. I think all these strong partners, if we get them all at the same table to discuss sport integrity, doping, whatever happens to help clean athletes, I think that's going to be a huge change.
On a more personal level, you know, you came into this sort of from the background of police work, organized crime, and now here you are really at the very heart of what WADA is doing in terms of anti-doping. What is the satisfaction that you get in the job that you do, and how do you get the fulfillment for it moving ahead as well?
I mean, I was never an athlete, but I like sports, and I know how hard it is to train and what kind of stamina you need in order to live your dream. And these people and these athletes and these persons need someone who at least do their best in order to make sure that the sport is clean. And if you talk to our informants when we have achieved good results, how they come back and say, we are so grateful that you're doing that because we could not do that. And this is, I think, why I joined the police. And this is, I think, why I'm doing the job here, because I believe in clean sport. I believe that we can do more to protect them, because no one should be betrayed of the effort that they've been doing for years in order to get a medal, for instance.
Those there were the thoughts of Gunter Younger, the World Anti-Doping Agency's Director of Intelligence and Investigations. Don't forget, you can stay up to date with all the latest news from the Olympic movement by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter produced every day from Monday to Friday. But until the next time, stay safe.